Yes, indeed. There's a light right here on WWNN, 1470 AM, 95.3 FM, and 96.9. We're answering your questions all across the nation. And we've got some great things coming up at the center. Are you ready for your New Year's? Yes, I know I'm rushing the year along. But we are offering our New Year's sessions in the month of December of 2021, beginning into the 2022 time frame. So if you'd like a New Year's reading, one to know what's going on with your life and your career and your opportunities and what your angel message might be for 2022 and so many other topics that we'll be covering, then please go to sarahspiritual.com and register for your session. We also have our New Year's kits. They're going to be on display at the center soon, and you are going to be taking reservations. Join our email because you want to be in on the know when we launch our number one product that's sold every year, which is our New Year's kit. It is a whole kit that assists you in being able to tune in and cheer in the new year and welcome all the things that you desire for 2022. And it's a bit of a magical process that you get to go through. So we have a wonderful treasure chest of goodies in this New Year's kit bag that you receive. And if you'd like to get the combo, we've got that too, your New Year's reading and your New Year's kit. There's a discount for that. So we welcome your looking into that as we begin to launch all of that. In a few weeks this month, we're going to launch, and you can register for your New Year's reading as soon as now on sarahspiritual.com. So we welcome getting you in the queue for New Year's readings. Also, we have Calvin Cates coming, and so don't forget to book your wonderful appointments for your crystal healing bed sessions. That'll be in just a couple of weeks as well. Expedito Enlightenment Center, you'll be able to learn more about it. And again, join our mailing list because that's going to give you all the latest updates and what's up with Sarah Spiritual as she gets ready for 2022 for all of you. Well, we've got my friend, Stacey Haller. She's on the line. She's going to talk to us about what's going on in the universe. You know, that destinyinthestars.com kind of place. That's where she has all her information. She just looks into the stars and she gets a feeling. And the stars, they're charted. They don't lie. They tell us what's coming. So she gazes the stars. I often wonder how much time she spends looking out into the sky. And she's going to share with us all the wisdom she has about what's coming up for this month of November and how it's going to impact your astrological sign. Stacey, how are you?
Hi, Sarah. I'm fine. I'm happy to join you tonight.
Thank you for joining us. And how's the weather in chilly Boston?
A little cold for my taste, I have to say. So when I hear you in Florida, I hope the sunshine's coming up this way. It's a little cold.
Well, you know, you're just in the beginning of your winter time, but we hope you have a very mild winter and save a snowflake for us because we always do like the pretty snow. So, Stacey, what's shaking in the sky and the universe, and how's it going to impact all of us? I know we just came out of Mercury retrograde. It was a little bumpy time. So what have we got to look forward to for November?
I know we were all taking a few breaths after that retrograde. But we could welcome in November, actually starting tomorrow, the new moon in Scorpio is kicking off eclipse season. And we've got some powerful eclipse coming up. And this new moon in Scorpio tomorrow is particularly powerful. And then in 2 weeks, as we know, the new moon will become the full moon. And there you go. There's the first lunar eclipse in Taurus on the 19th. And then 2 weeks after that, we have a solar eclipse in Sag. So tomorrow's a pretty big kickoff for the solar eclipse season.
Wow. And it's going to really kind of put things in perspective for people, would you say?
The message is release. You know, Scorpio digs deep, finding the truth, transformation. So the energies coming in that's going to play in all of us is changes and breaking old patterns and coming out of our comfort zone. And Uranus is opposing the moon, which means Uranus is coming along with the wrecking ball to make sure we shake things up when we're not ready. In fact, Sarah, when you were telling your story about how life makes changes that you don't know at the time where you're going, I always think that's Uranus.
Well, it was a heck of a time, but yes, you know, I imagine if we looked at the chart, it might be right there in a particular spot in my chart that would explain why all that went down. But I didn't know you then.
That's right. Well, that was just what was meant to be in our path. So for all of us, we need to take a look at what this new moon in Scorpio is going to affect all our signs because we're all going to feel it. So I would love everybody to pay attention to your sun sign. And if you know your rising sign, listen in on that, too, because that might also resonate with you. So how about we take a look at how it's going to affect everyone?
Yes, please.
Well, I have to start with Scorpio. Happy birthday, Scorpio. So for my Scorpio friends, this is the most important new moon of the year for you. It's in your sign in this month. So for you, it's the rebirth of yourself, digging in, making the changes to becoming the true you. And you'll see dramatic changes in your relationships because you're rebirthing who you are. So it's a very transformational time for Scorpios. Now, Aries. Here we go into your financial area. So for my Aries friends, the message is let go of the old ways of making money. Look to make money that aligns with your values. As your values change, the way you make money could change too. Now, Taurus is really important in this cycle too because Uranus is in Taurus. So Taurus, pay attention because for you, it's all about partnerships. New ways, becoming who you are in the partnership. And especially in November, December, you might see some changes coming and feeling more freer to be who you are in your relationships. Gemini, it's about your new relationship with your body and your health. Look at physical changes that you can make with diet or exercise. Align your body to where your soul is going and to your true self. Now, my Cancer friends, here we're looking at your approach to love, to be more free who you are in your love relationship. So as you're changing and moving into align how you view love and where you are to your soul. Now, my Leo friends, it's about family. Remember who you were in the family growing up? Now you want to think about who you are in the family. You're reclaiming your place in the family. Maybe it should be different. Maybe you want to go in a different direction. Virgo, new skills, new communications, new connections, new contracts. The way you relate to the world will be changing in new ways. And Libra, it's about your finances. Money, maybe a new job, maybe a new role in your company. Maybe you'll get a windfall or maybe you'll have more expenses, but there's changes coming in your finance area. Pisces is looking at your belief systems. What do you believe? How do you communicate that out? What are your inner truths? So Pisces is going to be making changes in the way they look at their philosophy of life. And Sag, you're repatterning those inner patterns. You're looking at the things that you've been carrying with you from your early life and really simplifying it and taking away, breaking out of some of those old patterns. Capricorn, you're connecting to your dreams, your vision. It's right there. It's an exciting time for Capricorns. You're moving forward in your dreams. And Aquarius, you're moving up in your career. This energy is looking for Aquarius. Get out of your comfort zone. Move to do what you really want to do. Learn something new. Shake it up. And all of us are looking to make things differently and move in a direction that we might be afraid to go, but the universe is telling us it's time to commit.
Time to commit, time to change. Yes, be open to change, new possibilities. And Stacey, would you imagine that some of this is just a wake-up call to put us all in the right position so that when the energy of 2022 comes upon us that we're in the right place for the right happenings?
I absolutely see it that way. And if you look at the way these eclipses are rolling out, right? So the new moon is the new vision board. What do I want to change? And the full moons and the eclipses are everything on steroids, pushing us to make the change. Get rid of what's not working. Get out of your comfort zone. Commit to get aligned to where you should be. So you're right, Sarah. It's coming at the end of the year. We're kind of cleaning the slate so we could move on and make some progress.
And we're really welcoming some progress. It's been a weird couple of years, so everyone's really looking to make a change. Well, Stacey, thank you so much for joining us tonight on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah. And I know that you offer sun sign readings for people, their wonderful energy of their birth sign and what that represents for them. And does this also give them a clue into 2022 for the new year?
Well, once you understand your path, which is really understanding your birth chart and your journey, then we could also look at return charts and see what the new year is bringing, but everything is based on your original life path. So, yes, we get great insights into where changes are needed and what new energies are coming next year to help us commit to our true path.
Absolutely. Well, if anyone would be interested in having a session with Stacy, you can go to Destiny in the Stars. I know many people have, and they absolutely love it. And by the way, it makes a great gift for someone that you care about that maybe needs to have some insight on, well, the markers on their path for their life. So thank you, Stacy. We can learn more about Stacy at destinyinthestars.com. As always, pleasure having you. I guess we'll catch you on the flip side of the eclipse in the beginning of next month.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sarah. We'll meet again on the solar eclipse.
I look forward to it. Bye for now.
Bye.